The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Jerry Kill. The Gophers are 1-0 in conference play and 4-1 overall, and have a bye on Saturday before hosting Northwestern on October 11th. Coach, thanks for joining us.
You bet. As we speak, we're just preparing again for the next opponent, and that's Northwestern, and we know how good they are, and certainly going up to Happy Valley and winning, so we have a lot of work to do, and the other thing is in this off week, we need to get some guys healthy, and that's very, very important to us. So that's kind of where we're at right now. And with that, any questions?
Thanks, Coach. We'll go ahead and open it up to the media.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Jeff Christensen with the Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Jerry. The defense, if you go back to the second half of the TCU game, it's 21 points allowed in the last 10 quarters. And I'm just wondering if this is as good as you've seen your defense play. I know they were pretty good last year, but and what you think the ceiling could be for this group.
Well, I think they're playing well right now, and doing it with a lot of different people that are performing well. Certainly our secondary, and I think our big thing on the defensive side, just like everywhere with us right now, is staying healthy. And I think we'll continue to get better as you go back through film. There's still a lot of things to clean up, and sometimes when you win, you really take a good look at it, and sometimes you don't play as good as you think you do. So we spent a lot of time looking at the film, and the ceiling, I think the ceiling for our whole team is that we can get a lot better. Certainly defensively, we're playing at a very good level right now.
And quick follow-up, with those freshman defensive linemen, are there any specific plays from the Michigan game that you saw them make, or adjustments they made that you wouldn't have seen when they first got here that you're seeing kind of like already out of these kids?
Well, they're just getting older. have to get older right now. They've got to be, I told them by the time we get the Big Ten, they got to become sophomores, but they're still learning, and certainly they learned a lot at TCU the hard way, and at the university, playing the University of Michigan, the people, the size and the physicality that Michigan gives you is that they're going to learn a lot from that game. But I think they're gaining confidence as they play, and they're learning how to play. And as they play, they're playing faster. It's not one particular person. Steve Richardson certainly playing a high level right now for us because he's starting. But the other guys, are learning how to play with the speed of the game, so to speak. It's a lot different in high school.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Daniel Youthman for USA Today Sports.
Jerry, we're on pace for a record number of 500-yard passing games and 700-yard offensive games. I'm wondering, how has that proliferation across more and more teams sort of influenced how you guys prepare and game plan each week?
As far as preparing for the teams that are throwing the ball?
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like everybody's doing it almost, Or if they're – even some rushing teams are getting 700 yards,
Yeah. I think the biggest thing is that we try, offensively we have a lot of flexibility, and, we're able to, on both sides of the ball, so to put good on good and service each other quite a bit. And, we have to be careful because of injuries and things like that, but we try to simulate the speed of the game the best we can. And then, since the day we walked in here, we said we were going to build a program with defense. And I've always said if you play good defense, you got a chance to win. And so that's what we've tried to do. And maybe we're doing it, differently than everybody else. I don't know. But, I know in through my years, we've always been good on defense. So that's kind of how we built our program and spent a lot of time recruiting and getting athletes to do that. And so, and I think we have some flexibility in what we're doing because all the personnel you see from spreading it out in the Big Ten and then you go play somebody that's two back downhill at you, you got to have some different personnel. So we recruited extra defensive backs, and then we recruited some linebackers that can play in space, and then we got some that's more box in the box linebackers. So it's hard to coach on the defensive side of the ball, but you got to do a good job in recruiting, and I just think you have to try to stay up with it because you are seeing those offenses that can put up 500 to 700 yards, and we're trying to do our best to try to cut that in half as much as we can.
Your next question comes from the line of Seth Gruen with Chicago Sun-Times.
Hey, Coach, I was just wondering what you credit the increase in efficiency in David Cobb's running to this year. Has he become a more patient runner?
Yeah, I'd say, you know what, that's a great analogy. I think you're exactly right. He's more patient, and, you know, he's seeing things very well. And a sign of a good running back is that vision. And he's not making, you know, there's not a – he's been pretty consistent with his cuts and seeing what, you know, where the seam is. And sometimes there's not a very big seam in there to run in, but he's seeing it pretty well right now. And he's running with a lower pad level. And I think, you know, I think that's a change that I've seen. He ran a little bit high a year ago, and he's lowered his pad level. And he's worked hard in all season. He's got a little bit more of a burst. He's really, leaned his body up. And he's carrying 220 pounds very good.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from one of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, two questions. One, what made you confident right before halftime on that third down call to call a pass play there? A lot of coaches would have just played it safe and then punted on fourth down.
Well, I think the big thing is that was almost ironic. From a year ago, and you punt the ball from that situation and they get field position, then that game turns. And so we felt like, we had them probably anticipating us to run the ball, and we ran play action and caught them off guard a little bit, and Mitch made a good throw, and then we were able to go down and get a field goal. But I think a lot of it is we did not want to punt the football in that situation because a year ago that happened. They went down and scored and the whole game swung. So we wanted to try to swing it in our favor, and we had good execution. And we talked about David Cobb running the ball. He made a great block on the edge to allow us to get the ball thrown and had a good catch and was able to continue the drive.
And on a separate note, any regret about Cochran's hit on Shane Morris? Did you think it was clean, or do you wish he hadn't hit him like that?
Well, you know, I think it's a fine line. Nobody wants to get somebody hurt. Nobody wants to do that. And, and we do. We need to err on the safety of the player. You know, he didn't – you know, it's like anything. It's a full-speed game and so forth. And, you know, it's a situation, you know, they called it a personal foul and a late hit, and I understand that. And we've had our quarterback, you know, in the same situation. And I think you just got to continue to teach kids, you know, when they're coming on the pass rush, is they got to make sure, you know, that there's not a big target area in there, but you got to try to hit, you know, you got to hit between the, you know, below the shoulder pads and above the knees in that area. And I think that's the thing we just continually we have to teach in football. And, you know, you want kids to be aggressive, but you want to make sure they understand, you know, what they have to do. That's what we do. And then, you know, the officials make the calls, but there wasn't anything intentionally or anything like that at all. It's just sometimes the speed of the game and the stepping up and so forth. That you know, again, nobody wants that. Nobody wants to have a young person got hurt. You know, we had the same situation with Mitch, not up high, but down below, and he blew his MCL out. You know, so I think we're all trying to do the right things, and everybody in college football. You know, nobody's going to teach things like that. They want to make sure, you know, we keep the safety of the players. And, you know, TC's not trying to do that either. I mean, it's just it's a fast, full-speed game. And, you know, to change that gear and in a snap of your finger is not easy to do. But we got to continue to do our job to make sure that, you know, we do everything to protect the safety of a player.
Thanks so much.
We've got time for one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from one of Andy Coppins from Midtown Badgers.
Yeah, Coach, I was just wondering if you could comment on Max Williams. It seems like last week the pass game really got going with him in there. How big of an impact does he have when he's in the game?
Well, he's got a big impact. He's got great hands, and he's just a good overall tight end. And I felt like one of the better tight ends in the conference a year ago as a freshman. And he's continued to grow, and we just got to keep him healthy because everything you throw to him, he finds a way to catch and make a catch. And he made an unbelievable catch, on Saturday. So. Big thing for us is making sure we keep him healthy, but he is definitely a difference maker for us.
Thanks again, Coach. So we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it.